Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, maybe. Buenos dias, bienvenidos. Welcome to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Summer 2014. I am so happy that you're hearing this and following along with the syllabus, because it means your computer or your handheld device or whatever you're using can play the MP3 files that are scattered throughout our class website. There are also flash files which contain the presentations in audio and visual form. And some of you might have some mobile devices that do not support Flash, in which case you can go to iTunes and download the presentations. Now, there are a few ancillary small presentations which use Flash, which we don't put up into iTunes. So just go borrow somebody's PC or Macintosh. I don't understand why Apple doesn't support Flash on their mobile devices. They do on their Macintoshes. Anyway, let's get started. We're taking a look at the syllabus. Oh, by the way, if you do have problems, technical nature, call a teenager. Yes, bring lots of pizza. They will figure it out quicker than it would take you 2 or 3 days to do. We're taking a look at the syllabus, so let's read together. The syllabus is a very important document that you look at once and put in the back of your notebook and never look at again. I hope not. I hope not in this class, because we move fast, every week is precious. You cannot blow off, you cannot ignore any days, any weeks in this class and try to catch up. It just doesn't happen. Let's get started. Course description objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis will be placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Everything we do in this class is practical, folks. Unlike a lot of other classes in college. But anyway, at one time or another, maybe not now for some of you millennials just starting out, you are going to come across the concepts, techniques, topics that we discuss in this class. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations 10 years from now? First outer, inner, last? Maybe not. Are you going to be discussing the impact of late 19th century impressionism upon 20th century up art? Maybe at a party where you're trying to score with that art student. But no, folks, this is practical. And in fact, I might go so far as to say this is the most important class on our campus. Folks, every professor thinks their class is the most important class. Probably the health classes are more important, because if you don't have your health, money ain't going to help you, is it? So these classes that teach you about lifestyle, exercises that you can take with you for the rest of your life, those are probably a little bit more important than this class, but this one's up there, folks. Let's take a look at the course content. Financial statements. Budgeting. Oh, I hate that word. Resource allocation, a fancy word for what kind of money's coming in, what kind of money's going out. Tax strategies, everybody's favorite topic to hate. Banking, cash and debt management, credit, purchasing strategies, insurance planning, the necessary evil, investing fundamentals, my favorite part of the semester, risk management, retirement, and estate planning, the final chapters. what do we use? Well, we use this book called Focus on Personal Finance, and I'm still using the second edition because the newer editions really aren't they're the same, folks. Every 2 years they come out with a new edition, whether they need to or not, and they charge you $295 for one. You can get this for $10 online, $40 used at some bookstores. So look at the bottom of the class website, and you will see links to sites that sell the book used. The place across the street from the campus normally has it for a pretty good price, and the bookstore also has it. They know I'm kind of kooky. They know I don't like the fact that the booksellers charge an outrageous amount of money for their books. But that's the way it is. You need a notebook. I suggest a three-ring binder because there are copious notes and copious handouts. That's a fancy word for a lot of. And you can use a three-hole punch and organize your notes into a three-ring binder. I find that to be the best way to organize. Everybody's different, but I've noticed that some students are just completely unorganized. And if you need help, folks, there are plenty of resources, but it's a good idea to be organized. You'll need a calculator, or at home, if you're using your computer, you can use a spreadsheet. You don't really need a spreadsheet for this class, but for one assignment, you will. You really will want to use a spreadsheet because it's just so much easier. But for all the others, a calculator is fine. Dedication, organization, motivation, and hard work. Folks, you have to be disciplined. There's no attendance. There's no lateness. No truant officer will call. But if you are not disciplined in this class, considering it's 7 weeks, you're going to get behind, and then you're just going to drown. So reading the text, viewing the presentation, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. If you get behind, please contact me. I'll do my best to help you. But we move at twice the normal rate. So if you have doubts, maybe we'll see you in one of the face-to-face classes in the fall, because you must be self-disciplined. You have no choice. There's no class for you to show up at. You have to listen, watch, read, do the assignments, take the exams, because I'm not going to show up on your doorstep and say, why didn't you do this? I mean, I'll send you an email, a call maybe, but the people who get behind usually don't respond to the emails. And if you do get behind, and please contact me. We're here to help you. We have tremendous resources. We want you to succeed. I know it sometimes seems like you're hanging on the edge of a cliff by your fingernails, and we're on top of the cliff, tap dancing, we professors. Oops, there goes another one. But no, we want you to succeed. We are here to help you. Besides, we're getting paid. Now, what's grading? Grading is, everybody wants to get an A, right? And this is one of those classes that you can get an A, folks. The concepts are not that difficult. They are, in many cases, just common sense, which is not very common. please turn in your assignments on time, but if you're going to be behind, contact me. No plagiarism, you know the drill. You can get kicked out of school for it, folks. Do your own work. Now, I find that people learn the best when they work and study in teams, together. And the studies all the research has shown that students who work together, study together, do better. But that's fine, but make sure you do your own work, because you're not learning if Jimmy does all the work for you. And there's a straight curve that we use to grade. A straight curve? It's kind of like jumbo shrimp, isn't it? 90, 80, 70, 60%. And we find at Southwestern that we often have a normal distribution with lots of C's, a few A's, and a few F's, but not always. Sometimes we get lots of A's and B's, and then few C's, D's, and F's. And sometimes we get lots of F's and D's, and not a whole lot of A, B, C's. So over the long stretch of time, I guess it evens itself out. But the problem with failing at the community college level or at the college level is that it endangers your financial aid. So what people often do is they drop the class. Yeah, so don't get behind. Now, the time requirements. You know, you're supposed to be spending at least 6 hours per week. That's an hour a day. Some of you are going to need to do 2 hours a day. And one of the advantages, one of the tools that I created just because I didn't know what to do when I was teaching online, started teaching online, is I started recording the lectures and then using a program called Camtasia, which allows me to capture the presentation and my voice at the same time. And students have told me they really are able to utilize this tool. They can download it to a CD or to their MP3 player or their mobile device and take it with them in their car when they're commuting to work, or if they're using the bus or walking the dog or running after the children, whatever. So you can listen to this presentation. You can listen and watch this presentation on your mobile devices, on your computer. So you don't have any excuse, you understand? I mean, do read the book also. You can get it for very cheap. But the book's a little dry. Accommodations. If you are in the DSS department, you know the drill. Contact me within the first week. Normally it's first 2 weeks. But that's a whole semester. We only have 7 weeks, so don't wait until the third week. We also want you to know that we spend a ton of money on all these auxiliary resources. In this case, the Academic Success Center. We don't want to call it the Tutoring Center. That doesn't sound as exciting as Academic Success Center. It's a phenomenal resource, folks. You really ought to go. And you will find other students who will be willing to help you with your study skills. Excuse me. Excuse me. If you have problems with any of the arithmetic, we don't do math in this class, you can go to the math tutors and the math center, and they'll say, we don't do business. And when you show them the problems, they'll go, oh, okay, we can do these. Don't let them turn you away, because they're told you can tutor for this class and this class and this class, but nothing else. But when they see how straightforward our math is, they go, it's not math, it's arithmetic. You know, math is when all the numbers disappear and you're left with X, Y, and theta. I love that one, theta. How do you get in touch with me? Well, you know, there's no office hours during the summer. Call me. Send me an email. There's my home phone number. Please don't call very late. You can call early. I wake up very early. But don't call late. Send me an email. There's the website, folks. There it is, folks. You're going to spend a ton of time on this website. And yes, I want you to go through all the links. I modeled it after Craigslist, because I find Craigslist to be the most useful website around. All the others with all their pictures and sliders and graphics, and it's just a waste of time. I need work to done. I need to get my work done, get all this. But that's me. Everybody's different. And then there's the little thing that we have to include on student learning objectives. Don't bother. It's a waste of time. Somebody's getting a PhD, and some other administrators are spending all their time and their money doing this, and nobody cares, but we have to do it because they tell us we have to do it. And luckily, these people are as far away from the students as possible. They're up in Sacramento somewhere. Now, what do you do with the syllabus, right? You put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. Wrong! Look at the second page. Look at the second page, folks. This is it. This is our course schedule. And we follow this fairly closely. Now, I am of the opinion that it's more important that you learn than we get done in time. But I don't make the rules. They tell us this is how much time you have to teach this stuff, so we teach it. If you get behind, come see me. Contact me. I'll meet you down at the main campus if you want, or some other place. I actually, up in the OB Point Loma area near the airport, sometimes you will hear, speaking of which, a plane go by. So I'll meet you up here or down in South Bay. Go down to Chula Vista, San Ysidro often. So please contact me. We can work this out, folks. But notice that we only have 7 weeks, so bing, 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 every other week there's going to be an exam, and then exactly the last week, there are two, last 2 weeks are two exams. So you really have to be on top of these things. And there's going to be something due every week, twice a week, there's going to be things due. So you've two or three things due every week, starting in the second week. So you really have to stay on top of this. But this is the whole course, folks. This is it. And you will find that it's not that difficult once you sit down and do it and work on it. But if you have problems, of course, contact me. Work with other students. And we wish you the greatest success. We want all our students at Southwestern to go on and be successful in life. And how do you define successful? That's up to you, but I define it as being relatively happy and stress-free. And one of the biggest stresses in our life is finances. So that's what our main goal is to get you to have a, we'll talk about this in the financial planning in action first chapter. But I love it when students come up to me and say, this has really helped me. I feel like I have better control over our finances now. Before we were floundering from paycheck to paycheck, but now we have goals and we've set goals for ourselves and we see how we can accomplish those. So as we'll discuss when we get to chapter one in goal setting, my goal for you for this class is that this will be one of those classes that you will remember 5-10 years from now that actually was beneficial to you, that helped you in your journey, this crazy, scary, joyful journey that we call life. Okay? Let's get started. No more goofing around now. See you in Chapter 1, Financial Planning in Action, Goal Setting, Future Value of Money, and Career aspects of financial planning. See ya!